You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Time for a trending report. September has arrived. Holiday weekend has arrived. It's supposed to be hot, hot as blazes for the weekend, which I guess is good news for people who can have their little barbecues and cookouts.
I think so.
Some story about the number of hot dogs that are going to be eaten. I'm starting to wonder if that is now myth.
I don't know. I found the little snippet that the listener was telling me about earlier, if you guys didn't hear this. She sent it to me on Instagram. She says, there's a story out about geraniums right now, and when the leaves turn red, it can be used to predict the first snowfall, and it's usually 30 days away. She says, in case you haven't done your snow bet yet. She's trying to get me some insider information right there. Anyway, yeah, so they're starting to turn red. She says, yes, right now they are starting to turn red, so we can expect snow within 30 days.
By October 1st?
I guess so. That sucks.
I'm willing to put it. So we put a dollar on the snow bet, right? I'm willing to put another fiver on the fact that it does not snow before October 1st to prove the geranium rule.
The geranium rule, yeah. I don't know. I'd have to do some further research into that.
You go ahead. You do some research.
But I probably won't.
Yeah, anyway, so Labor Day, millions of people traveling. I am not traveling this weekend. 61% of people say they're going to grill this weekend.
Yeah, there's a bunch of stuff going on this month. I mean, of course, the NFL season kicks off next Thursday. There's a bunch of sequel movies coming out. Equalizer 3, My Big Fat Greek Wedding 3, and Expendables 4. All new, fresh ideas there.
Right.
And I know the Love is Blind has a new season coming out, Walking Dead. I post this every year on my Facebook on September 1st, and it was spot on. It actually arrived early yesterday. I said, this is now the month where your friends and family force you to take all their extra homegrown tomatoes and zucchini. And sure enough, we were standing out on the driveway last night, and my neighbor comes walking over with two giant Ziploc bags full of cherry tomatoes, zucchini, green beans or peas, snap peas. I don't know.
But you just bring them in the house.
It's the time of year when everyone's like, I got to get rid of this stuff. No, so I actually ate the tomatoes last night. I had a handful of them, and they're really good.
Tomatoes, I get. But some of that other stuff, I think people just say, oh, thank you very much. And they go in their garage and put it in the dumpster. So.
I like the zucchinis.
Anyway, so September is
here.
New movies this weekend. There's The Equalizer 3 with Denzel Washington. Here's the synopsis, Jeremy. Denzel Washington is retired and making a home in southern Italy. But when he discovers his new friends are under the control of the Sicilian Mafia, he steps in to do whatever it takes to protect them. You gonna go see that?
No. I saw the trailer, though. It looks pretty intense.
I saw the trailer. It looks stupid. Zombie Town, based on the R.L. Stine book. Two teens attend the premiere of a new zombie movie on Halloween night. It's the first movie in 30 years from a reclusive director played by Dan Aykroyd. Dan Aykroyd is still kicking.
Chevy Chase is in that, too, which is kind of funny.
Yes, he is. Unfortunately, the role of film turns out to be cursed and causes the town to turn into zombies.
Dun, dun, dun.
Anyway, you can go see those movies if you want. The movie that people are talking about, and it broke the AMC app temporarily yesterday, is the new Taylor Swift movie. My stepdaughter was talking about it last night. She goes, you guys, did you see that the Taylor Swift movie is coming out? The Eras Tour, 2 hours and 45 minutes long.
Wow.
Will open on Friday the 13th. That is October 13th, but they've started, you know, doing pre-sales or whatever. They expect something like $10 million in ticket pre-sales. So far, it has made that much.
Okay.
Well, and they're going to show it every Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday through November. And they're offering moviegoers a free little poster, collectible popcorn buckets.
Oh, I love collectible popcorn buckets.
And Taylor Swift has, when she started talking, she was, you know, blasting out on social media. She is encouraging people. No, here's what she said. Quote, singing and dancing encouraged.
Hey.
You want to be sitting in that theater?
Yeah. Hells no.
Look, I think it's wonderful for Swifties and everything. I think it's fantastic.
It's great if you couldn't make it to the concert. Yes.
Exactly. I don't want to be. I don't want to go to a movie. Everyone's jumping up and dancing in the aisles. That's just not for me.
Damn, but these people having fun.
It will be fun for everybody else. You go do it. You know what's really interesting about it is apparently this movie has scared Universal Studios. They moved the release of their new Exorcist movie up so they don't have to compete with Taylor Swift at the box office.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure. Smart move.
She's a force, man. She's a force of nature. And then I got some news for nerds for you quickly. There's a study. I'm going to be putting this in the Mindbender Club mailer today because it's really cool. They think that humans about 900,000 years ago were this close to going extinct. All of us, including Swifties, your boys in the morning. It's a very good chance we wouldn't have been here because 900,000 years ago, they think there were only about 1,200 humans left on the planet.
Huh.
We were a breath away from going extinct. And then those 1,280 people got busy.
It's gonna get hot. It's gonna get steamy.
Caveman love, man. Nothing like it. And speaking of that, is sexy grandma news. There's a new study out that says seniors who frequently get it on, that's their words, do tend to stay sharper mentally, even into their 90s. So, you know, that's the thing. If your grandparents or great-grandparents are in their 90s and they are sharp mentally, you know what's going on in their house.
It's gonna get hot. It's gonna get steamy.
So think about that. You're welcome.
Your boys, Dom and Jeremy.
Do you or somebody you know suffer from chicken anxiety? If so, you might be entitled to compensation. The struggle is real. I have it. And I guess I'm not alone. TikTok's latest trend is the hashtag chicken anxiety. It has many home chefs admitting that they have a strong fear of undercooked poultry. Dun, dun, dun.
I don't know if I have a... cripple me, you know, but I am very concerned about it.
Yeah,
touching it.
A couple of these videos were up at like 23 million views of people anxiously cooking chicken, trying to confirm that all the pieces were cooked. One woman, talking about, like, if she chops up chicken, even the big pieces are extra sus, is her quote. And she has to dice them into tiny little pieces to make sure they're cooked. And, yeah, I get it. Because, I mean, for years and years and years, they've scared us about how much, you know, disease and horrible things can be found on raw chicken. And if you eat that undercooked meat, you get worms in your brain, you know, and diarrhea.
I'm wondering how much of that is real.
I bet you it's real.
I'm not saying it doesn't exist, but I'm wondering if it's to the level that is commensurate with the amount of fear they have instilled in us.
It's the salmonella fear is real, man. I don't know. But
if I'm
grilling, or smoking chicken, man, I'm cutting that thing open like 5 or 6 times to make sure there's no pink in the middle.
Same. I mean, I'm scared about undercooked chicken, too, but I'm wondering if we've been played.
And if, like, you're opening chicken and, like, a couple drips get on your countertop, it's like, whoa, we need to move. Or replace all of our counters, because this is disgusting.
Tear the house down, yeah.
Chicken anxiety is trending this morning, you guys. Dom, you were talking about seniors. Here's another one regarding seniors. If you can't get a hold of your mom today, she's probably watching chicken anxiety videos on TikTok. This here says the average American senior is now spending about 300 hours a year on social media. 24% spend over an hour a day scrolling through the YouTube, the Facebook, and the Instagram.
And why not?
They're just killing time. And actually, there's a good part of this. They say some of these seniors have actually made some new friends online that they can meet up with and go play pickleball and walk
it
the mall,
is,
you know?
Social media.
There you have it. So that's going on. BK is in a big lawsuit right now because people are suing Burger King because they are saying that the Whopper looks bigger and fuller in advertising rather than what it looks like in real life. Customers are accusing Burger King of portraying the burgers as 35% larger and with double the meat, which sounds like some dating apps Josh has told me about. Hey, yo!
I was reading all about this because I found that I was reading about this yesterday. It was really fascinating to me. What they were doing is comparing it to ads from 6 years ago. And they say that 6 years ago, they didn't have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
But just in the last 6 years, the portrayal of the Whopper has increased in ads without increasing in real life.
There's a meat explosion. Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, any place. I mean, you can start suing any fast food place. The food does not look the same as it does in the commercials or on social. I mean, there's a whole process of what goes into that behind the scenes to make this stuff look appetizing.
I love this line. Burger King filed a bid to dismiss the lawsuit. They argued that they're not required to make each burger look, quote, exactly like an advertising photo, end quote.
Yeah.
But the judge disagreed with them.
Well, those Whoppers are going to be going up in price because they're going to have to pay out on this lawsuit. Hey, speaking of big money, here's a couple stories floating around this morning. A woman in Maryland named Victoria Sandler used numbers from her grandson's birthday to play the lotto. She won $25,000. She used the same numbers again and won $50,000. And here's another one of those great stories where a woman in New Hampshire found a painting that she liked at like a thrift store, bought it for $4. Turns out it was by some famous artist, and it's going to auction, and she's expecting to get $250,000 out of this painting. Isn't that crazy? Did you look at the painting?
Not yet.
Nothing
but I've
special.
Got it. It was going to be my goodbye story.
Oh, that's okay. I got some other things you can have.
So,
yeah, it doesn't look that like $250,000. I don't think so. Let me give you one more thing because I love this. God, I have a meeting I have to go to today that I don't want to go to. Google is releasing an AI tool that can go to work meetings for you. It's called Duet AI. They've been testing it for a while, and it's basically just for virtual meetings. And your boss knows that you're not there and that this program is running, but it has a feature called Attend For Me, and it joins the meetings on your behalf, delivers any important info that you need to let everybody know, and then it recaps the meeting later on for you. And there's also a take notes feature, so if you do want to show up and just kind of zone out, it will take notes for you and then give you a summary later on everything that you missed because you were just staring at the wall.
And let's tell it like it is. It could take your average 1 hour work meeting, and I'll bet it could summarize it in less than 2 minutes.
Yeah. Yes.
Am I right?
You are so right. Because a lot of meetings at the end, you're like, this could have been an email for sure.
Clickbait.
Find our clickbait on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. I posted a picture and a link to a 58-year-old woman in Knoxville, Tennessee, of course, named Tammy, of course. And she is now the official world record holder for the world's longest mullet on a woman. It's down to her ankles. Down to her ankles. 5'8" long. She entered the Mullet Championships Femme Mullet division last year. Anyway, she's been growing this bad boy since the 80s, and you got to check it out. It's on her Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.